Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
With homelessness on the rise in Massachusetts, supporting school-age children experiencing homelessness is also a growing challenge. In the 2011-2012 academic year, public schools across the state identified and served more than 15,000 homeless students. Alan Ingram, Deputy Commissioner of the State Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, says the main priority is making sure these kids can get to school.
What we're trying to say is just that one child, one school, one year, and that when a child who does not have a regular nighttime residence, when their schooling is disrupted, there are consequences and challenges that other students don't face.
So the goal is to try and have that one student educated in one school for the entire school year, even if that child might be homeless or might have some shelter over his or her head in another town from where the school is.
That's correct. There are elements or barriers that homeless children face that other students do not face, some of which are transportation, some of which might be residency restrictions in transferring or relocating to another community, or the lack of school records, or in some cases maybe even meals for lunch or breakfast and the like.
So officials are in many cases providing transportation that would be from one town to another to get this child to a school?
There are some constraints. We wouldn't want a child on a bus going to another town for hours on end. That would be not the most productive thing, but within reason. So I think it's about an hour each way is the leeway that we try to use through the federal McKinney-Vento grant provides an opportunity for children to either choose to remain in their home district or they can choose to enroll in the new district.
Any idea how many kids we're transporting in that way?
I don't have the specific numbers. I can tell you that the McKinney-Vento grant itself is just a little above $900,000 a year for the last 2 years. The state legislature funded reimbursements for homeless transportation to the tune of about $7 million for FY13. I expect that there may be continued funding in that area as well.
What happens when the federal grant money runs out?
Typically, those costs are borne by the district. The McKinney-Vento grant does not cover all of the expenses. I think communities are finding a way to meet the needs to the best of their ability.
So just to take that a step further, when the federal money runs out, it will be up to the local cities and towns or the school districts to foot the bill.
Yes. So the short answer is yes, the districts are on the hook. As a former superintendent, I don't have the option of not educating children that reside in my community. I have a responsibility, a moral obligation to make sure that we do the best that we can by all children, regardless of their station in life, regardless of the conditions that they may find themselves in.
I'm wondering if after the federal money runs out, you're worried about whether school districts or cities and towns that are really pressed for money will just say no to taking kids from out of town who want to be bused into their town to be educated under McKinney-Vento.
To be clear, districts don't have a choice. There are safeguards by the McKinney-Vento Act that preclude districts from denying services to homeless children who may find themselves without a regular nighttime residence.
Alan Ingram, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.